Well, good evening. And great to see y'all here this evening and those of us online. Miss Sakura, I got your note from Miss Bicky and wishing Brother Matt Bates a happy birthday. Yeah, I know I texted you earlier today, but happy birthday again from Miss Sakura. Yeah, praise the Lord. All right. Well, if y'all would stand if you can, we're going to start out by singing I Came to Praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus came just to set me free, and I came to praise the Lord. Jesus came just to set me free, and I came to praise the Lord. Jesus came just to set me free, and I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is coming back for me, and I came to praise the Lord. He is coming back for me, and I came to praise the Lord. He is coming back for me, and I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm gonna praise the Lord. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm gonna praise the Lord. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'm gonna praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, oh to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praise, glory to your name, oh Lord, glory to your name, oh Lord. Greatly to be praised. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear, resting on His goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. Through by a path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who can cheer the heart like Jesus by His presence all divine? True and tender, pure and precious, oh, how blessed to call Him mine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. What a wonderful redemption, never can a mortal know. How my sin, though red like crimson, can be whiter than the snow.
All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Every need his hand supplying, every good in him I see. On his strength divine relying, he is all in all to me. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. By the crystal flowing river, with the ransomed I will sing. And forever, praise and glorify the King. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, anybody got a pick of him this evening? 391. All righty. All right. Sweet, sweet spirit, 391, amen. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen. And praise the Lord. Well, any others? 762. All right. What a day. 762. What a day that will be.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be
when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, any others? All right, praise the Lord. Oh, blessed assurance. Yeah, certainly. 572, blessed assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.
That's right.
You got me now?
There yes. It is.
Yeah, them batteries were weak. All right, all right. Well, what do we have in the praise department tonight? Praises.
Brother Stephen, one of the grandmothers came by the school today and said, I need to talk to you. So we went in my office and shut the door, and she gave me $1,000 donation to go to whatever we need.
Well, amen, man. Amen. Very good. Amen. Donation. Outstanding. All right. Yeah, Ronnie. Father's Day fish fry was really good. Father's Day fish fry.
Did you get plenty?
I got plenty.
Amen.
I got plenty, had plenty of lemons. What'd y'all do with all them leftover lemons? Jeremiah, take them?
No, I don't know. Somebody took them.
Probably in the refrigerator.
Yeah, hope I make some good lemonade. Juice that thing up and put a little sugar in there. Ooh, that'd be good. Be good. Our Father's Day fish fry. Amen. What else? Other praises? Is this going to be a Leroy praise?
Well, that's one of them.
All right.
That's one of them.
We'll start off with him. He's doing well, and he just been able to FaceTime the family and just tears in his eyes, just overwhelmed. He can't believe he got a new liver. It's just such a blessing. So I want to just praise the Lord for that and keep him in prayer. I want to praise the Lord that, you know, after pulling my back and being down for almost a week, and I just thought I was going to have to go in. It was really bad. Anyway, Pastor Lee gave me some good information.
Did you get on Bob and Brad?
I did, and then I found them, and I found some other ones, and I started doing those exercises, therapy thing, and yeah. It's gone.
Saved you a copay, at least.
I'm so thankful, because it was bad.
Saved you a copay.
And I thank Olivia, because she helped me out a
Amen.
Few times.
Way
during
go,
that.
Olivia.
So just thankful for that.
Amen. Bob and Brad. Don't you like their little song? Bob and Brad. All right. They are physical therapists on the internet. They call themselves the best physical therapist in their opinion. All right. But I've never done anything they've showed me that hurt me. It's always helped me. So, amen. All right, any other praises? Anybody else? All right, prayer requests. Oh, I do have a praise. I got to meet with Miss Peggy Murray. Peggy Murray. Y'all remember Peggy Murray?
Yes.
Had a great visit with her. Hey, Miss Peggy, what's going on? She watches every service. Peggy Murray, man. She's got her new cat. Maggie's the name. All right. She's doing great. She says to tell y'all hi. Amen?
Hello, Peggy.
Yeah, tell Miss Peggy hi. Peggy Murray, great visit. All right, prayer requests. Met with Lois and Roger Thornton yesterday afternoon. And they were up at HCA Tomball with Roger's younger brother, not the youngest brother. I think Robert's the youngest brother. Charlie, one of the younger brothers in the Thornton group. I think there's six boys, one girl, five boys, one girl. I can't remember. But Charlie has been diagnosed with stage 4. He's 60. Young guy. He's in his 60s. He's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So it started presenting in his abdomen. And every time he ate or drank something, he was getting some discomfort. He finally went to the doctor. And the doctor said, you have to go to the ER right now. We got to start running some tests. And the test indicated cancer in his, I want to say in his stomach and in his liver and in his pancreas. And just he's eat up with it. So he is not going to attempt to receive any kind of aggressive cancer treatment. They're going to put some stents in. I didn't know they could do this, but they're going to stent his gallbladder and his pancreas, the little tubes that come out of there and go into your digestive tract, they're going to stent that so he can at least eat and have some quality of life here.
Amen.
So be in prayer for Charlie Thornton. That's Brother Roger. Roger and Lois were part of this church for a long, long time. They've been going about 4 years, I think. So Charlie Thornton. So he got... I went up there this morning before I came in and had prayer with him. And I think he got discharged today, and then he's going down to Baylor College Medicine to have all that stent business done. So just be in prayer for him. And so tough deal, man. Tough deal. Sounds a lot like your sister.
Yes.
Just all of a sudden, and then boom.
Yeah, because when I saw him up at the graduation thing, he looked normal.
Yeah, right. And how many weeks ago has that been?
Two or three weeks.
2 or 3 weeks, yeah. Well, they said he'd been losing weight, but he really took a turn for the worse. So be in prayer for Charlie Thornton. Some of you may know him, may have met him. Lift him up in your prayers. What else? We got, let's see here, Ronnie Holman. His cancer. And then we got Miss Lorna.
Miss Lorna.
Wade. Her cancer. Anybody else with cancer we know of? Anybody? No? Any other prayer needs? Yes, sir, Brother Ronnie.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of outreach this year. So one of the things we're doing is, of course, is a, what is it, announcement and prayer.
You got your game night on Saturday. Starting at 6, going to 9.
The intent was not just us. It's supposed to be bring a neighbor, bring a relative, friend, somebody.
Right.
The intent of it is
outreach. Yeah. Amen. And another praise is we had two visitors on Sunday. So two visitors, we'll put that up there as a praise. So outreach, prayer requests, and game night, Saturday. All right. What else? Yes, ma'am.
That's
carotid artery surgery. They're going to roto-rooter that thing out?
Yeah, they slice it and go
clean it.
Here.
At least it's retina neck.
So he'll be in the hospital ICU for about 3 days, so, and then he'll be down for about 3 weeks. So I'll be moving in 24/7.
You're going to move in, aren't you?
You'll be taking care of both of them.
And the surgery is when, sis?
Wednesday morning at 9:30.
Next Wednesday, out.
We have to be there at 7:30.
And where's he having it? We'll work on
it.
What you got, bub?
I got one for Sharon Heiberger, prayers for Justin starting classes on Monday. And then for Kinsey's back and finding a job. And then for military and unspoken.
All right.
We're still praying for Matt's grandparents, Stephen Delores' salvation. And we mentioned his...
Hey, do you know them, brother? Do you know Stephen Delores?
I get to chat with them on rare occasions.
I think it's time to go over there, brother, and put it to them. You can do it.
I'll try to chat with them.
Yeah. And then tell them if they won't talk to you, you're going to bring Pastor Lee.
Okay.
I guarantee you they'll talk to you then.
Nice.
All right. Back finding a job. Yeah, let's get them home free, man. You can present the gospel to them. You need some tips? Talk to Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby's been presenting the gospel.
Yep.
Finding a job back and unspoken. Those of you with unspokens, amen, all right. All right, anything else? Yes?
To lift up prayer for that family in Ohio, along with the community, the first responders, the police officers, what they've seen, you just can't unsee that.
Take me through that again. I've heard it, but take me through it again.
The father who unalived his three boys.
Yeah, and then hunted one down, drug him back to the house, and shot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little boy ran off and looked like he was going to get away, and he went and got him out of the woods, brought him back to the residence, and shot him and killed him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's horrific. Yeah, family in
Ohio.
Yeah, it just makes you sob, don't it? I mean, it's just awful.
I don't understand it.
Sin.
Yep.
And you know what he said? He said he had planned it.
For
months. Yeah. Where does that come from, man? The devil.
Hell.
Yeah, amen.
A
bit
of hell.
Yeah.
Beautiful little boys.
Amen.
Alita Vaculik, please pray for Ronnie's health.
Amen. All right, Ronnie. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to lift up my Aunt Mary Ann. She is not eating, and she won't let nobody come in her house to see her, and we don't know for sure what's going on. It's mental, physical, all of the above, and she needs the Lord. She needs to be saved, but they're trying to do an intervention and see, you know, try to get her out of there and get her into a hospital.
Who do you call? You call CPS for the kids, but who do you call for adults?
There is a place that you can call. There's a welfare
check.
What's
it called?
Yeah, for adults, there is a welfare check. So that's what they're determining. They're trying to get that done.
Aunt
so
Marie Ann.
Marianne Henley.
Marianne Henley.
And then I want to lift up Jackie. I was able to talk to her for about 30 minutes the other day, and she just is having troubles. And she's in her marriage and her in general. Anyway, she says she's coming. She says, I know I need, and my sister's told me the same thing. I got to stay in church. And so y'all pray that the devil don't get in there and mess her up.
Right.
So she says she's coming this Sunday. So
what's the word on the car?
She said they're still dealing with the insurance. So,
all right.
Yeah, but her, I'm not sure about her salvation. Honestly, she may or may not be. But Chris definitely, her husband needs the Lord.
Amen.
He needs to be saved. So pray for his salvation. And pray for Ryan. He is at a teen camp, and he is, helping out there and working with the teens. And just, pray that, he can help lead some of them to the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Teen camp, Ryan. With the church back on.
Shady Acres.
Amen. All right. We got the bases covered? Got her done? Yes. All right, online folks, we're going to pray. Frank, you ready to pray? Let's get it, brother. All right, here we go. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we do thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the impending answer to our prayer, or at least my answer, or your answer to my prayer for rain. Thank you for sending it, Lord. It's going to be on us before we get out of here, probably. We thank you for it. We pray you give us safety driving home in it. And, Lord, be with those that don't quite know what to do with it and drive in it, Lord, these new teenage drivers. Watch over them this evening as they're driving on these wet roads, going different places, coming back from new jobs and seeing friends and all that stuff. We pray you keep them safe tonight. Keep them safe going into the next morning with the wetness still on the roads. So, Lord, we lift that up to you. We praise you for the rain. We thank you for that. We thank you for this donation to the school. Lord, we thank you for blessings. And, Lord, how you bless. And that's just an incredible blessing to hear about tonight. Lord, we're thankful for the men of the church putting on the Father's Day fish fry. Very selfless of them to do that. Lord, they did the Mother's Day, and then they turned right around and did their own Father's Day. So we give you praise and glory for that, Lord. Bless them. It was good fellowship. Lord, we're thankful for Leroy's new lease on life in the form of a transplanted liver. And we pray that his body would receive it. And, Lord, it would just turn his situation around. And put praise on his lips and Jesus on his mind. And, Lord, just let him be a witness and a billboard of what God can do when people pray without ceasing on one's behalf. Thank you for Loopy's back doing better, Lord. And thank you for these different stretches we can do to bring some relief. And thank you for good people that are out there that are trying to help us and not necessarily make a buck off of us, but just trying to help us. So, Lord, we're thankful for these guys on the internet. Lord, we're thankful for Miss Peggy Murray tonight. Thankful for her continued support of our church. She prays, she gives, she attends online, Lord. We're just thankful for her. Thankful for the good visit we had with her this week. And, Lord, we pray a special blessing on her and all of our shut-ins, Lord, that continually stay with us and hang in there with us on the live stream, Lord. We're thankful for them. We're thankful for all they do and how they pray for our church. Lord, we lift up Roger's brother to you tonight. We lift up Charlie Thornton. We pray, Lord, you'd give him the strength and the courage to go through what he's going through. Lord, if it be thy will that you touch him and bring just a miraculous, incredible, awe-inspiring miracle on his life and heal him, Lord, we just lift that up to you and pray you touch his body. Lord, if that not be the case, then Lord, we pray you give him the grace and the strength and the mercy to go through what he's getting ready to go through, Lord, and be with him as he gets ready to go down to Baylor College of Medicine and get these procedures done And Lord, we pray that they would make him comfortable. They would help him. He'd be able to eat for some time and not get sick. And Lord, we just pray that these next coming days and months would be joy-filled and peace-filled moments as he spends it with his friends and his family, his kids, and all the such. So Lord, we lift Charlie Thornton. We lift up Roger and Lois and all their family as they travel back and forth. Give them safety. We lift up Ronnie Holman to you, Lord. We're praying for his cancer fight. We pray you might remove that cancer from his body and help him get past it and move on from it, Lord. We continually pray for him. We lift up Lorna Wade to you, Lord, on hospice, and we pray that you would give her the strength and the grace, and Lord, just be with her as she goes through the valley of the shadow, and Lord, may she just have moments of great joy and moments of great peace that passes all understanding as she looks back on her life, as she thinks about her salvation, as she thinks about where she is soon to be. So, Lord, we pray that that would be a comfort to her and God's word would help her. And, Lord, Christian friends would be just pouring out the love upon her. And then, Lord, we lift up outreach to you here in the church. Lord, we are thankful for the visitors that came here Sunday. And, Lord, we pray you might send more. And, Lord, we pray that there would be a hunger on behalf of the church, not just a few people, but the church in general, Lord, to reach out and to invite people in. And Lord, just to pray that God would send visitors to this place. Lord, we get everybody praying in that direction and no telling what you might do. So Lord, we just lift that up to you tonight. We thank you that you're still saving folks and still sending lost folks and still pointing us in the direction of where to go and who to see and who to invite. So Lord, we lift that up to you. We pray specifically for the game night this coming Saturday, Lord. We pray that'd be well attended. And Lord, there might be some visitors show up at that some church members have brought. We lift up Brother Bobby to you. And Lord, we're praying for this carotid artery surgery that he's going to be having a week from today. And Lord, we pray that you would guide the surgeon's hands and be with the anesthesiologist and be with all the surgical team as they receive him and perform this procedure on this very delicate part of his body, his neck, and these arteries running up to the brain. We pray it'd be a successful procedure. We pray for Miss Sissy as she cares for her mom and her dad during this time, and just give her the strength to do that, the courage, and everything that she needs. We pray that you'd give her additional help from other family members, and Lord, they'd be able to spread the load and just get everything taken care of. So we lift that situation up to you. We lift up Sharon's prayer request, Justin, starting these new classes with the Navy, Lord. We pray that you help him hit the books and absorb the knowledge and get on with the program and off to his career. Lord, we lift up Kenzie to you, Sharon's daughter. Pray for her back. We're thankful that she visited with us on Sunday. But Lord, we pray, continue to pray for her back discomfort, her back pain. Help her find this job, Lord. We pray you give her wisdom and discernment on where to look, how to apply, what to do. And Lord, we pray you might open a door for her to get that job. And then, Lord, those that lifted a hand representing an unspoken, those online that have an unspoken, Lord, it's time to lift those things up silently, Lord, and we're thankful that you hear us, and we're thankful that you are an awesome God and a mighty God. And, Lord, we can always bring these things to you. And, Lord, you never get tired. You never get you never get burdensome with our prayer requests, and so we're thankful for that. And we're thankful that we can lay them down at your feet. One more prayer opportunity. So, Lord, we lift these unspokens up to you. And then, Lord, we pray for this family in Ohio. Pray for the mama that's lost these three beautiful boys. We pray you comfort her. Lord, help her. This is going to affect her the rest of her life. Pray that somehow, some way, she'll be able to pick up the pieces and continue on and begin again. And, Lord, we pray for this daddy that has taken the lives of his three children. We pray justice. But, Lord, we also pray for forgiveness. And we ultimately pray for his salvation. Nobody in their right mind that is saved could do that. We know that's of the devil. We know that's evil. And so, Lord, we're just praying for him that he would repent before it is eternally too late and that, God, he might receive Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And, Lord, one day off in glory, he might get to be reunited with those three children that he sent on to glory. So, Lord, we lift that situation, such a bitter awful thing, but Lord, you can take it and bring salvation out of it. You can take that situation and bring glory to your name out of it. So, Lord, we're asking you to work in it and behind the scenes and do an amazing thing. We lift up Ronnie Vaculik to you tonight, Lord, and we pray for his health. Pray you keep him safe and the rest of the crew that's over there at Bethel, Lord. We pray you watch over them as they try to get improvements done to the building and expansion project. Lord, give them safety. Help them to work safe, work smart, and Lord, nobody get heat sick or heat exhaustion in the midst of everything that's going on. And then, Lord, we lift up Loopy's aunt, who is not wanting any visits, who is being obstinate about coming out of her residence, who's just kind of hunkered down there. We pray that you would give the family wisdom and discernment on how to best minister to her and help her at this time. And, Lord, we pray that they would be able to get down to the bottom of what's going on with her. And then, Lord, this visitor, her and her family that have been coming for several months now, Miss Jackie, we pray for her. And, Lord, we pray for her husband. We pray for her kids. We pray that you might continue to draw them to your side, draw them to this church, Lord, or to another Jesus-preaching, Bible-loving church, Lord. We pray you put them somewhere where they can get in there and go. So, Lord, we're lifting that situation up to you. And then, Lord, we're praying for Ryan tonight at this teen camp with Shady Acres. Pray you use him in a big way to be a witness and to lead some of these kids to Christ that are ready. Lord, some of them are going to be ready. Some of them are going to be ready to receive Jesus. And so, Lord, we just pray you make those divine appointments. And, Lord, you just bring these kids into the kingdom as you see fit. Thank you for loving us tonight. Thank you for your word tonight. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. All right, we're in Leviticus chapter 18. Let's get there together. Those of you with us online, Leviticus 18. If we've been working our way kind of in and around this passage, verses 1 through 5, the Word of God reads in Leviticus 18. Are you there, maybe? It says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Remember that preamble? Remember that little sentence there, that little phrase, I am the Lord, I am the Lord your God? You shall not do, here's the negative, you shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you live, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I'm bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. Here's the positive, verse 4. You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes to live in accord with them. Here it is again. I am the Lord your God. And then verse 5, what we're going to key on tonight. So you shall keep my statutes and my judgments by which a man may live. If he does them, I am the Lord. And so as we think about this passage tonight, we're kicking it off, kind of going through it, and we're just saying this. Blessings for keeping God's rules. Now, when we think about this, we know that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Yes, yes? Amen? And so we know that we can't do all this stuff in our own flesh, right? We've got to be led of the Spirit. Our motivation has to be out of love. Our motivation has to be to bring glory and honor to Him. Amen? So in the midst of that, we're going to do some things right. Amen? Not to earn our salvation, but to prove our salvation, right? No, we're not going to do it in a prideful way. We're not going to do it to say, I'm better than so-and-so, or I'm better than this over here. We're not doing it that. But we are going to try to obey the Word of God, Holy Spirit working through us, right? Do you believe if we do that, if we stay on the narrow path, not in our flesh, but allowing the Spirit to work through us, bearing the Spirit of God, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the goodness, the kindness, the gentleness, the self-control. Do you believe if we do that, that we'll be blessed? Now, I'm not a name it and claim it guy, but I think we'll be blessed. Now, maybe not with a new Cadillac. I mean, maybe not with that, right? But we'll be blessed, right? Well, what's the blessing? Well, we're going to try to get down to that tonight. We're going to try to get to that blessing tonight. The final I am the Lord comes at the end of this verse 5, which contains a brief promise of the blessings, right, which accompany living according to God's laws, right? Now, in concise terms, God promised that obedience to His judgments and statutes caused a man to live. But what we got to figure out tonight, or at least start the process of figuring out, what does it mean here in the Word of God when it says live? Well, what does that word live in that context mean? Well, let's try to unpack that a little bit, roll that out for us tonight. To live means the preservation of one's life and the avoidance of death. Now, we know that we get off and we twist off and we backslide on and we kick against the goads and we run from the Lord and we never come back and we keep on acting a fool and we live like the devil and we do all that stuff. And what happens to, what can happen to us? What can happen to us as a Christian? The Lord can say, hey, man, I'm bringing you home. I'm bringing you home. You're not pointing anybody to Christ. I'm bringing you on home. This ain't helping anybody. And so sometimes that can happen. So we get that point when we say the preservation of one's life and the avoidance of death, right? Frequently, God's commands have been accompanied with the warning, talking about here in the Old Testament, lest you die. You need to do this, lest you die. Per Exodus 28:35, per Exodus 28:43, per Exodus 30, verse 20, per Exodus 30, verse 21. Then you get into Leviticus, which we've been studying. Leviticus 8:35, Leviticus 10:6, 10:7, 10:9. Leviticus 15:31, Leviticus 16:2, verse 13, chapter 16. Lest you die. Lest you die. Over and over again, kind of a theme going on here. Lest you die. Now, to obey God's laws kept one from incurring that guilt and the death penalty of divine judgment. So, to live is to be the recipient of divine blessings. You'll remember that the form of these verses follows what was kind of going on at the time in these eastern countries. They had these vassal treaties, these king-vassal treaties. And that's what we have going on here. It kind of looks like what was going on in the time. And we know from the form of these treaties that we can expect verse 5 to summarize the blessings of keeping this covenant, because it's the preamble of what is to follow. Thus, to live is not merely to survive as suggested above, but to live in the blessings of God with whom this treaty has been made. Now, if you had the choice between being blessed by God and not being blessed by God, which would you choose? Yeah, everybody's going to take blessed by God. Amen. I don't want to be cursed by God. I think I want to be blessed by God. Amen. I mean, if I had my druthers, if I had my choice, right? Now, to live is not merely to survive, but it is what? It is to live in the blessing of God. One of the clearest definitions of life, as it is used in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5, is found in the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to digress a little bit talking about Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, the Mosaic covenant is reiterated to that second generation of Israelites. Remember? The first generation did what? They would not go into the promised land. They choked. They got up to the border and they went, oh, I'm not doing it. I just can't. I won't. They're too big. The giants, right? Yeah. The giants in the land. God's on our side, but boy, did you see how big they were? So they didn't go in, right? They didn't go in. And the Lord said, boy, you're going to have a tough time. I love you, but you're not going to see the promised land. You're going to wander around for 40 years. And they did. And thus they all died off. And now this is the second generation, right? Second generation. Deuteronomy, the Mosaic covenant, is reiterated to the second generation of Israelites. In chapter 28, we see the blessings and cursings. And I'll give you a little bit of the outline in detail. If the Israelites keep the law of God, I'm talking about Deuteronomy chapter 28, you're more than welcome to turn there. I'm not going to turn there because I don't have the time to turn there. But if the Israelites keep the law of God, they will what? They will be greatly blessed in the land. That is chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 14. If they disobey and disregard the law, they will be greatly cursed. The Bible's words, not mine. chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. Then in chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, God spoke these words. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. He says, see, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. So life, that word life in the Hebrew that we got in English, life then in this context is synonymous with God's blessings in the land and death. Death is synonymous with the adversity which comes from God, which is what? If they don't obey, what happened to them when they got in the land and didn't obey? What happened? Did they get to stay in the land? They twisted off, decided to backslide, started dabbling over here in this and dabbling over here in that, and trying to live both sides of the fence. God said, I love you, but you can't stay in the land. Captivity. They went to captivity. And then what would they do? They would get in captivity, and they would do my hee-haw song, right? Gloom, despair, and agony on me, right? Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, Loopy, I'd have no luck at all. Amen? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Please, Lord, please take us back. Please let us go back to the promised land. And then what would God do? He would rise up a great prophet, right? They would get led back to the land, right? They would have a time where they did it right, but then they would start that whole cycle again, right, right, right? The final paragraph in Leviticus chapter 18, verses 24 and verses 24 through 30, tends to support this conclusion. Now, we're not going to turn there tonight because we're running low on time, but just trust me, it confirms the conclusion that I'm making here this evening. These final verses of Leviticus 18 stresses the fact that the sins of the Canaanites defiled the land. And man, you defile God's land, guess what? You get kicked out of that land. You get expulsed from that land. And so these final verses of Leviticus 18 also warns the Israelites that if they fail to live according to God's laws, they too will defile the land and thus will be expelled from it. Now, we have to wait until the conclusion of Leviticus that a clear statement of the blessings of obeying God's law are spelled out in great detail, and that's coming in chapter 26 of Leviticus, verses 3 through 5. The promise of God's blessing for obedience continues through 26, verse 13, and then the promises of God's cursing are detailed, His words, not mine, are detailed as the consequences for disobeying God's laws in chapter 26, verses 14 through 13. So back to this word live, because I'm trying to chase this guy down, right? To live then means to enjoy the covenant blessings of God, and to die means to suffer the curses of the covenant which come upon God's people as the consequence of their disobedience. Now, did you know that Leviticus 18, verse 5, is quoted in the New Testament? Did you know that? It is. Oh, my mother told me never to do that. Slurp when there's nothing else in there. It's quoted in Luke chapter 10, verse 28. Leviticus 18, 5 is quoted again in Romans 10, 5. It's quoted again in Paul's epistle to the church at Galatia, Galatians 3:12. Now, we want to pause just for a moment. When we think about Leviticus 18:5 in the New Testament, we want to pause to reflect on the meaning of this verse as it's used in the Old Testament and in the New. Now, when I think about what's going on in the Old Testament and how it relates to the New Testament, man, God's Word is connected, isn't it? Oh, it really flows together, doesn't it? My biblical understanding tells me that the New Testament writers who cited this verse under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit now, they did so out of a clear understanding of its original meaning as well as its perversion by legalistic Judaizers. Because the legalistic Judaizers in the New Testament now, they're taking this passage from the Old Testament and they're twisting it out of context. Does that make sense? Yes, yes? So we've already established that when God promised the Israelites they would live by keeping the statutes and judgments of the law, He referred to those blessings of prosperity in the land of promise. He was not talking about blessings of eternal life in the Old Testament if they kept the covenant. They would be blessed in the land. He's not talking about blessings of eternal life. The law was never given as a means to achieve eternal life. Did you know that? It was never given for that. It was never given for that. The law was a temporary provision given to a sinful people by a gracious God to enable a holy God to dwell in a sinful people's midst and for them to dwell in the land of promise. It was all for them. The law was. The blessing of salvation are promised elsewhere and not on the basis of works. We're not saved by works, are we? That would be obedience to the law. We are saved on the basis of what? Grace? On the basis of what else? Faith. Yes. On the basis of faith. For an example, Abraham was called a believer before the law of God was ever given and before Abraham did any works. He was called a believer at the very get-go. He did nothing but believe in the promises of God. He expressed faith. We have Abraham's account in Genesis chapter 15. And likewise, Paul presses home in Romans chapter 4, proving that salvation has always been by faith. Old or New Testament. It's always been by faith. Apart from the works of law-keeping. Again, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The principle of faith is once again reiterated. This minor prophet, Habakkuk, reiterating faith. Thus, salvation has always been on the basis of faith, not obedience to the law. Life, back to that word, 18:5. Man may live. Life, that is God's blessings on His people in the land of Canaan. That is the result of law keeping. All right? You keep the law, you're going to be blessed in the land. You keep the law, you're going to get to stay in the land. Now, I'll save that for next time. I got a rabbit to chase, but the rain hadn't hit. So let's get out of here before it does. Amen? Those of you with me online, I got a rabbit to chase. I'm chasing it Sunday. Amen? They're going to let the rabbit out, and I'm going to run him down the aisle. I'm going to get him. All right? So we're going to chase a rabbit on Sunday night now, okay? Let's pray it out, and we'll get you out of here before that big boom starts coming down. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. Lord, when we think about life, Lord, we think about eternal life. We think about this life that we have on the other side. But Lord, even though we have this life on the other side, Lord, we have a life right here, right now. It's called the victorious Christian life. And Lord, we're thankful that we can be about that. Lord, we're not trying to earn our salvation. We're just trying to allow Christ to ooze up out of us. We're just trying to be Christ in us, the hope of glory. We want to overflow life. So, Lord, we're thankful when that happens. Lord, it happens when we're in the Word. It happens when we pray. It happens when we get our eyes off of us and get our eyes on what You want to do. So, Lord, we praise You and thank You tonight for what You're doing, for what You're doing in us, for what You're doing in Your church. Continue to grow them and bless them. And grow them on up, God, for Your glory and honor. It's in Your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, chasing rabbits Sunday night. Sunday night. It's wild, brother. It's a wild rabbit. Oh, y'all catch a rabbit on Monday night? Y'all gonna release it on Sunday, huh?